So we work into a yoga nidra. Yoga means union, union between small and vast. And nidra means sleep. But yoga nidra doesn't mean yogic sleep, it means deep relaxation. Coming to a point of supreme rest without actually being sleeping. Sleeping actually, although very definitely rejuvenative to the cellular structure, it can make the mind groggy. Sometimes it takes people to gain clarity after coming up from sleep. But yoga nidra is supposed to bring a state of clarity. And that comes by letting the full body rest into the earth. Heels, hips, shoulders, back of the head. And we're just going to open up the mind's eye and do a quick body scan from heel to crown. Find any points of tension, of distraction, something that needs attention in some way. And then just bring your mind to that point and breathe at that space. This is good both for physical body and for mental body. Find a spot. And as best as you're able, you've got your body into a very comfortable place. And you're just going to let your body become a vessel, ultimately an empty vessel. And inhale, draw the breath deep inside. Good, and exhale, and let out any staticity through the palms, through the soles of the feet. Good, and then again, inhale, drawing in all the light of the cosmos on your inhale. And exhale, cleansing, purifying the whole physical and mental body, let out any static energy through the palms and soles of the feet. And just make a few more cycles, cleansing, making yourself pure inside and out. Here, when the physical body is nice and calm, steady, pure, we'll hone in purely in the psychic realm. The yogis talk a lot about the colors of the mind. And those colors reflect different tendencies. So as you just open up your mind's eye and whatever colors naturally take up the space in the mind. And similar to how you did it with your physical body, just kind of breathe and let that color slip away. You can think of it in any way you like. You've got to try and make the mind colorless. That means letting go of any attachments, of any things that are hindering the free thinking of the mind or overall ease of mind. Just using your respirations, letting that mind to come to a space of clarity, of pure reflective consciousness. When you've got that mind into a very cleansed, reflective state, mind also has shape. Take it into a perfect circle, perfectly balanced. And just hold on to that clear, reflective mental arena. Circular in shape. And slowly with your mental endeavor, come into the very epicenter of that circle. Come into the pinpointed middle point. Till you feel yourself at one singular spot. And when you reach that space, just bask in that position, in that psycho-spiritual domain. Soaking up all the inner beauty and splendor of your practice.